All right, so when we're not doing a Foodie Friday, we could do a Boozy Friday once in a while. I mean, last week we had the Whiskey Fest. This week I want to welcome in a local distiller, Natalie Noel from Noel Distilleries. Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How's it going?
Going very well. Let's get you right up on that one. Stumbled across y'all about, 5 weeks ago, I think, is when it was. Saw the bottle in the store. Beautiful bottle. Beautiful labeling.
Thank you.
Ridiculous pricing point. We'll talk about that later. And I was like, okay, I got to try it because it's local and I appreciate supporting what's local. Blown away by the product. And then just talk with Patty G and he's like, yeah, I've had her on my show. I was like, okay, well now I really have to follow up and get her on over here. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing great. I mean, come on, let's go. Before Auburn, right?
Exactly. Look, it's admittedly my favorite series of everyone out there.
So much heartache and so much happiness all in one series.
Yeah.
And this is our last time meeting, which let's not get into that. It's not sport talk, right?
Last time annually.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll come back up again. It just won't be an every year thing. Noel Distilleries, how did y'all get started?
Well, it's my Noel family distilleries down in Donaldsonville. I'm Natalie Noel, and then my father is Chip Noel, and he and I were talking about seven or eight years ago. Our family is known for, we had sugarcane farms growing up. My dad was just very curious, like, why aren't we making rum? So we said, well, let's try to do it. Our journey took way longer than anyone could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
We had ups and downs, bad experiences with contractors, and then COVID. So it seemed like a novel idea at the time.
Right.
Then, you know, fast forward now, there are a few other distilleries making rum. So along that journey with my dad, I was like, we're going to have to do more than just rum. But I call him Pop sometimes. So we're going to have to do more than just rum. Mm-hmm. So that's where we expanded the line throughout the years, trying to get it off the ground. We officially opened up May of this year, 2023.
So walking through, and congrats. Golly, it's that recent.
Yeah.
That's pretty
amazing. Not recent, but it doesn't feel like that to us. You know,
we had
that idea, and we just kept grinding and just not losing faith.
The lifelong overnight success, as the phrase goes.
Yeah.
So I know you're from your tequila, but rum was the start.
Yes, rum was the start because that was my dad's passion is the rum.
Mm-hmm.
And our family did the sugar cane. And we have a unique location because we're close to the sugar and you can get the fresh squeezed juice, which is an extremely unique product in the market.
Louisiana seems to be picking up the pace when it comes to local distilleries and, you know, going with rum because of the sugar cane. It feels like a natural fit. We see like a great example of making use of your product the right way is JT Malik. They do a great job with they turn rice into vodka, and now they're turning it into rice whiskey as well.
Yeah.
And then like not too far from y'all is Sugarfield over in Gonzales. And so it feels like a natural fit. If we got sugar cane, we can make rum.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I was like, Dad, I don't really like rum. So I know a lot of people don't only like rum. So we wanted to be different and we wanted to expand that line so we can be known for a full flavor for each person's palate.
That brings us around to tequila. Okay. This is what, as much as I love the local angle and the local story, the tequila angle brings so many different facets to your story. How did you get to tequila as an idea, and then how did you get to tequila through like implementation?
Well, so my best friend and I, we started experimenting with all kinds of different tequilas.
Mm-hmm.
This was about 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, I don't know. Remember that nasty tequila we had in college? It's just like, oh,
yeah.
Can we? You know, is it better now? So then I just really started to fall in love with it, and noticed that there was a little bit of a flavor profile gap that I thought we could take advantage of. So I was like, we have rum, but can we have tequila? Can we do that? I mean, I'm no celebrity, you know, that's only for celebrities.
Well, the celebrity tequilas are so hot right now.
Yeah. So I was like, couldn't we really do this? And so I just did a lot of connecting, networking, and then found another female-owned distillery in Mexico. Because as you know, tequila must be made in Mexico.
Right.
In order for it to be authentic. And we wanted it to be authentic and smooth and delicious. And so we just went down to Mexico, found another female-owned distillery, as I mentioned, worked with them, and we experimented with a blend of agave.
Okay.
So a lot of times folks will, you know, will hype up the highland versus the lowland. Mm-hmm. And so those were already established. So I really wanted to experiment and see what happens if we take the highland, which yields more of a sweeter taste of tequila, mm-hmm. versus the lowland, which is a little more dry and herbaceous, and see what that blend does. And I think it came out fantastic.
I would tend to agree on the Blanco front. So to full disclosure, the Blanco is the only thing I've tried so far. And
yeah, completely. So it's smooth. It's got a little bit of pepper to it, but then also, you know, it's got a beautiful taste of a cooked agave.
So yes, it absolutely does. It's such a it's
making my mouth water here so early,
and it's dangerously clean too. Like yeah,
very clean.
Yeah, we've got Natalie Noel in studio from Noel Distilleries. So process wise, you started experimenting with some of the different agave. Walk us through next. From idea to implementation, how long does it take to make tequila? What does it take to get it back to market? And what makes it Louisiana?
Well, I mean, it takes the Blanco. I mean, the agave has been aging for 7 years. So we have access to that aged, fully aged agave, which makes a big difference. I mean, a lot of times people are buying that younger age agave. So this one, it took me almost a year and a half from contact to, you know, making sure that we had what we wanted. And then you make the label, you go through the bottling process, and then get it shipped here. I think what makes it Louisiana is the bold flavors, the fun, the excitement of our label, and then our family. I mean, we're a Louisiana family. I mean, it's you know, you just can't make tequila here. We really wanted to bring it to Louisiana and offer our take on it. There is no other Louisiana distillery offer an authentic tequila. I think that's pretty special. And for a state that is known for its flavor and fun, I mean, come on, we got to have a tequila.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Louisiana, like a lot of rum drinks come out of the French Quarter. And a lot of rum drinks come out for sure. But as tequila has grown, the appreciation of tequila has grown, and the celebrity tequilas have just taken off. Like Casamigos. Casamigos is the George Clooney one.
Yes.
Terramana is the Rock. And then 818 is.
Yes.
Wait, what?
The Kardashians. Yes. That's not my jam. It's a little too sweet for me.
It's very, very sweet. Well, okay, so in our house, Noel has replaced Casamigos.
Okay.
Yeah, like 100%.
As it should.
And I'm shocked at how you're able to do it for the pricing point you do it at. It's way too good of a product. I'm not telling you to raise prices. Well, I'm just telling you it's way too good of a product for that.
I was lucky enough to have find a local distributor, mm-hmm. who just wanted to help and help us get it to market. So we were able to come in at a very reasonable price, even though the quality and the premiumization is there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll be moving soon, so the price will inevitably go up.
More than happy to absorb it when you do, because, like, shocked. From like it's
new news, Brian. We are officially moving to the largest distributor in the state.
Really?
Yes, we got Southern Glazer reached out to us, and okay. We're going to be working with them. So.
What's that like? We're ramping up capacity and whatnot. I mean, it's one thing to get into this business; it's another thing to succeed and realize there's a whole new set of problems in front of you.
Sure. So I'm in those beginning stages to see exactly what that forecasting is going to be. But mm-hmm. we just did a tasting last night at a Strumer Brewery. We have partners. We've been going around, and liquid to lips has been my mission. So as many people can taste it, mm-hmm. I know that they'll fall in love with all of our products. It's all smooth and clean and delicious, and so I'm going to be working with them to figure out just how much we need to ramp up.
We're going to try some after the break. So we're going to take a break here for Your Money Now in Traffic here in about 2.5 minutes from right now. 3.5 minutes from right now, excuse me. So we'll try it on the back end because, you know, I don't want to leave room to be slurring. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
And I do want to tell you about the Reposado.
Yes, so. Please. Well, I tell you, can you walk us through the product right now, and then we'll get to the tasting on the back end?
That'd be good.
What have you got here? I'm looking at 5 different bottles.
Yeah, so we technically have 6 products, 2 styles of rum. We have 2 styles of vodka, our regular vodka and our pickle vodka, which is also one of our most popular products. And then, of course, our 2 styles of tequila, a Blanco and a Reposado. So just real quickly on the Reposado, it's been aged in former Jack Daniel oak barrels. So it's going to be like buttery caramel, nice little oak notes. It's super delicious. It is ultra premium. It is a sipping tequila. But it was very important to me, since I'm a Repo girl, that if I wanted to add a little citrus to it, maybe a little splash of lime, a little grapefruit, It wouldn't fight it. It would, okay. It would be smooth and make a really great cocktail. So that's a pretty special reposado. Our pickle vodka. So our vodka is incredibly smooth. It's been 6 times distilled. It's been charcoal filtered. It's a little bit dangerous. I mean, it's like drinking water almost.
Okay.
And so then we took that really high-end vodka and we flavored it with pickle because why not?
Well, so not? Pickled vodka is growing in popularity. I've yet to try it. You have to try any pickled vodka. So okay. Yeah. Kind of looking.
So I was a martini girl before tequila girl.
Straight up, I'm a martini guy as well. Vodka martinis as well. So very much looking forward to this. Alondra, you were pulling the mic towards.
I was just gonna say that we used to do picklebacks where you take a shot of vodka and then a shot of pickle juice and it just cuts the liquor. So it's like you said, it's like drinking water because it's so smooth.
Smooth, exactly. So I was really inspired. I've actually had this recipe for like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Just been hoping and praying. No other Louisiana distillery did it. So that was great. And then our rums, because we are making rum and aging rum, we really want to be an aged rum facility. So we really have to have products that are available now while we go through the aging process. Our rums we were able to partner with a person out of the Central America, and we really sourced some really beautiful 6-year aged rums.
Okay.
Just sort of like tribute to the grind of our 6 years, and let everyone know like what kind of rum they can expect, the flavor, the taste, the quality that we're going to be making.
What is the flavor on the rum?
It's just, it's been aged oak. Sweet caramel, just beautiful sipping rums. We also have another rum that's been aged for 6 years in a bourbon barrel, but then finished in a tequila barrel.
Oh, hello.
So it's like a wild explosion of flavors.
That is all over the place.
I know, it's a lot. It's a lot. But, I mean, it's really awesome in a cocktail because you can really kind of wield it to however you want. So maybe like a traditional daiquiri with some lime or some strawberry or... with that mojito.
We're going to push pause on air. Continuing on Facebook Live, Natalie Noel from Noel Distilleries is our guest. When we come back, we will be drinking. Absolutely. It's heading into a home game weekend. I can't think of a better time to put this out there. So do it. Natalie Noel is in studio. All right.
Is your mouth watering?
Absolutely.
Look
it has been for some time.
Delicious samples we have.
All right. What are we starting with here?
All right. Let's start with our reposado.
Reposado.
Yeah, that's the reposado. Like I said, aged in Jack Daniel oak barrels for 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's my jam. That's my fave.
That is so good.
You can do it straight.
We might have
sometimes
to move.
On game day, you do like a little sparkling water in the stadium club. You just a little sparkling water, a little splash of lime.
Little ranch water going on.
Yes,
little ranch water going on. All right. That is phenomenal. It's unbelievably, there's zero burn.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably smooth. The flavors are slow to hit, but once they do start hitting, everything pops out, especially that Jack Daniel's barrel.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's next?
All right, I got
it. Wait, do I need to like cleanse the palate in between? We got 2 minutes left, and I'm trying to be all official about this.
Yeah, technically you should. Then we should give one nose, one not, you know, but
yes.
We can't do all that. Well, all right, this is our rum that was aged for 6 years in a bourbon barrel, but then finished in a tequila barrel. I'm excited to hear what you taste. Sampling, does that make for great radio?
The buttery. It's definitely buttery. Wow.
It is
so good.
Maybe some butterscotch notes.
Yes. Yeah.
Some people pick up pineapple.
I did not pick up pineapple.
I don't know.
Not yet.
Yeah.
All right. I may need some more samples after we're off the air. No, it's that buttery flavor. The butterscotch notes definitely pop first. All right.
All right. Here's our aged rum. It's been aged for six. It's actually a blend of 6 to 8 years. More of a Caribbean style rum.
Now, this one's fruitier. Why is that?
Maybe because of what you just tasted beforehand.
You know what? Because I went back to back. Yeah, that's probably
it. Should be. It's more caramel. It does great in rum old-fashioned, maybe a painkiller. All right, here's our super clean vodka. This will cleanse the palate.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm a big vodka guy. But what I'm looking for on vodka is clean with a hint of sweet. Just a hint. And it nails it, like 100%. This might be the best one I've had.
It's 100% corn. Like I said, 6 times distilled. And
what do we got next?
Oh,
10 seconds left.
All right, pickle.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pickle with a hint of pickle.
Mm. That is so pickle. Oh, that's not a hint. She's not. Oh, my gosh. That was so good. She's Natalie Noel from Noel Distilleries. I appreciate y'all hanging around this week.